WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push him right to the edge.
Don't jive me.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I'm going to show you what I do best.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
Mr. Chairman, one of my brothers, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, it's an honor to me to be able to come back to the Militant Labor Forum again this evening. It's my third time here. I was just telling my brother up here that probably tomorrow morning the press will try and make it appear that this little chat that we're having here this evening took place in Beijing or someplace else. They have a tendency to discolor things in that way, to try and make people not place the proper importance upon what they hear, especially when they're hearing it nowadays from persons whom they can't control, or, as my brother has just pointed out, persons whom they consider irresponsible.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
Really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to like I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Kunta Kinte. No, that's your African name. Must I give you a new name? Must I say you name? Tobit.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
How many is layers? Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man.
This time, we're gonna go back.
Whoa.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
Wash my clothes. I got to have you to keep and hold. Yes, I want your money too. If I'm gonna give my you to you, you to you. You know I want you to cook my bread. I got to have you to make my bed. Yes, I'll tell you what to do if I'm gonna give my you to you, you to you. Tell by the way that I walk that walk, and you can see by the way that I talk that talk, and you can know by the way I hold out my hand. I think you should give me everything. I got to have you to treat me right. I really need you day and night. Yes, I want you to be true if I'm gonna give my you to you, you to you. Can see by the way that I talk that talk, and then you know by the way I hold out my hand. I think you should give me everything. I got to have you to cook my bread. I really need you to make my bed. Yes, I want your money too. If I'm gonna give my you to you, you to you, you to you, you to you.
Mama, Mama Hankin, take one. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything's gonna be all right this morning. Have a
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tonight, we are celebrating Black History Month, Tears of the Gods style, with a quintuple feature lineup of Willie Dixon, Malcolm X, Jimi Hendrix, Miles Davis, and on ambience, Sun Ra. Willie Dixon was a Black American blues musician who sang and he played the upright bass and guitar, and he was a record producer. But you know, even more significantly than that, he was a prolific songwriter whose tunes have been covered by countless artists, and he was fundamental to the development of rock and roll. Among other bands, the Rolling Stones were just profoundly influenced by him. And this evening, we're going to be hearing four of his Led Zeppelin songs. Although it took a while for Willie Dixon to get credit for writing those Led Zeppelin songs. And we're going to be hearing both Willie's own versions, where he's mostly playing with Memphis Slim, plus some other great Black American bluesmen covering his songs, like Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters. We're going to hear from Bo Diddley and Sonny Boy Williamson. And then, perhaps the greatest electric guitarist ever, Jimi Hendrix. But I'm not going to play you the hits. No, we're not going to be hearing Purple Haze this evening or Crosstown Traffic. We're going to be diving into some deep cuts from his BBC sessions and the 1994 posthumous album called Blues. And yeah, Miles Davis is the Black American jazz trumpeter and bandleader and composer. We're going to be hearing from his 1959 Kind of Blue and 1960 Sketches of Spain album. And then we got Sun Ra. He was a jazz composer and a band leader, and he played the piano and synthesizer, and he was a poet known for his cosmic experimental music and his spaced out persona, because he insisted that he was from outer space. And then Malcolm X, one of my political idols, an African-American freedom fighter. We're hearing excerpts this evening from his speech, Prospects for Freedom in 1965, which he gave on January 7th, 1965, before he was assassinated on February 21st. You know, it's hard to overstate the influence Black American blues musicians had on rock and roll and the rest of 20th century music. What basically happened is there was all of these Black American blues musicians who had some things going on here, but that was called a lot race music, and there weren't a lot of white people who were listed. It was very much partitioned, segregated, yes. And then over in England, musicians were buying some of those records and listening to them and realizing what incredible music it was. And then they went off trying to imitate that themselves. And the Rolling Stones are a prime example of that. And then these white guys took their derivative music, and they got all over Europe, and then it came back to America, and people are like, wow, this is great, those British musicians and everything. But no. It was Black American musicians, the bluesmen, who created this fundamental proto-rock and roll. And then heavy metal, yeah, like with Led Zeppelin. It's Black American blues, a little bit faster, and cranked up to 11 or 12, as the case with those early Fender amps may be. So the format of this evening's sound collage is three half-hour-ish long sets with Malcolm X mixed on top of the Miles Davis, and we'll be hearing from Martin Luther King Jr. A little bit later in the show. And thanks to Chuck Yu for turning me on to that a while long ago. We started off the set with some public service messages and Malcolm X, the introduction, his prospects for freedom in 1965, which, as you heard, he gave to the particular militant black organization. And then we heard Willie Dixon and Memphis Slim, Youth to You. And, you know, listening to the lyrics, boy, I wouldn't want to be his girlfriend who he's persuading to marry, but it's a great song. And then Jimi Hendrix from his blues album, Mannish Blues, which, in fact, that song was that written by Willie Dixon? Yeah. So in the next set, we're going to be hearing from Muddy Waters. Oh, yeah, backing me up right now is, of course, Sun Ra, because he's providing our ambiance for this whole episode. This is Somewhere Else Part 1 from an album called Somewhere Else. In the next set, we're going to be hearing, as I mentioned, Miles Davis, So What, from his Kind of Blue album, and several excerpts from that Malcolm X 1965 Prospects for Freedom speech. Also, Willie Dixon all over the place. In particular, Coco Taylor. Man, she's got a throaty, groveling voice. We're going to be hearing Wang Dang Doodle from her. And Willie Dixon, yeah, Nervous. And I Ain't Superstitious. Howlin' Wolf is going to be singing that. But let's start things off. Oh, yeah, we're going to hear Jimi Hendrix, Hoochie Coochie Man. Ain't that a classic blues song? But first, let's start off here with Willie Dixon and Memphis Slim. It's Slim's Thing. It is Slim's Thing here on the Tears of God Sound Collage on WMFO as we celebrate Black History Month with Willie Dixon and Malcolm X. And Jimi Hendrix and Miles Davis and some.
Hey! That is true sign of death. Baby, that ain't no thinking like this, it doesn't mean that I'm anti-American. I'm not. I'm not anti-American or un-American. And I'm not saying that to defend myself, because if I was there, I'd have a right to be there after what America has done to us. This government should be lucky that our people aren't anti-American. They should get down on your hands and knees every morning and thank God that 22 million black people have not become anti-American. Because if anybody has a right to be anti-American, we have. You've given us every right. And the whole world would side with us if we became anti-American. You know, that's something to think about. But we're not anti-American. But we see we are anti or against what America is doing wrong in other parts of the world as well as here. And what she did in the Congo in 1964 is wrong. It's criminal. Criminal. And what she did to the American public to get the American public to go along with it is criminal. What she's doing in South Vietnam is criminal. She's causing American soldiers to be murdered every day, killed every day, die every day for no reason at all. That's wrong. Now, you're not supposed to be so blind with patriotism that you can't face reality. Wrong is wrong no matter who does it or who says it. Now, if I'm anti-American for saying that, then Wayne Moore is anti-American. Church, senator from somewhere out there is anti-American. A whole lot of them in Washington, D.C. is anti-American. So I'm just telling you what I read the good senator said. Saw what they did in 1964, what will they do now in 1965? If the March on Washington was supposed to lessen the explosion, and the Civil Rights Bill was designed to lessen the explosion, it's all it was designed to do. It wasn't designed to solve the problem. It was designed to lessen the explosion. Because everyone in his right mind knows there should have been an explosion. You can't have all those ingredients, those explosive ingredients that exist in Harlem and elsewhere where our people suffer, and not have an explosion. So these are devices to lessen the danger of the explosion, but not designed to remove the material that's going to explode. What will they give us in 1965? I just read where they plan to make a black cabinet member. Yes, they have a new gimmick every year. They're going to take one of their boys, black boys, and put him in the cabinet so he can walk around Washington with a cigar, fire on one end and fool on the other end. And because his immediate personal problem will have been solved, he will be the one to tell our people, look how much progress we're making. I'm in Washington, D.C. I can have tea in the White House. I'm your spokesman. I'm your, you know, your leader. While our people are still living in Harlem in the slums, still receiving the worst form of education and the worst facilities in which to try and educate our children. This is the device that they will use. They'll make a black cabinet member. I read that's one of the gimmicks that they got going. But will it work? Can that one whom they are going to put down there step into the fire and put it out when the flames begin to leap up? When people take to the streets in their explosive mood, will that one that they're going to put in the cabinet be able to go among those people? Or they'll burn him faster than they burn the ones who've been in.
The baby called me daddy, and she called me real slow. I asked her what she wanted, and she said, I don't know, I get nervous. Man, I get nervous. I'm a nervous man, and I tremble all in my bones. Oh, when she take me in her arms and she squeeze me tight, start to shaking in her voice, and she say, "Everything's all right." I get the nervous man, I get nervous. I'm a nervous man, and I tremble all in my bones. Like a lightning hit my brains. My heart beat like thunder, and she called me baby names. I get nervous. Man, I get nervous. You know I'm a nervous man, and I tremble all in my bones.
Yeah. that's just to prove that you can never predict what's going to happen on the BBC World Service. Rhythm and Blues, this show is called, and here we come with a classic in that field, The Hoochie Coochie Man.
To my mother before I was born. She said, you got a boy child's coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make you girls jump and shout. But then the world gonna know what it's all about. So I'm here. Cat bone. I got a mojo too, baby. I got a little John the Conqueror. We're gonna jump and mess with you. I'm gonna make you a girl. Leave it by my hand. Out in the world gonna know. $700 girlfriends and dollars. So don't you mess with me. You know I-
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford. This is the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, and I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And we are kicking off the month of February, Black History Month, with a quintuple feature lineup of Black American musicians and political activists, freedom fighters. Yes, we've got Willie Dixon, one of the most prolific songwriters and one of the inventors, really, of rock and roll and metal in a way. If you took his music and you speeded it up and played it a little more distorted, as Led Zeppelin certainly did. And we've also got Miles Davis and Jimi Hendrix and our ambiance. That's the music I play, or the sounds, while I'm talking, of Sun Ra. And he's backing me up right now. This is Blues at Midnight from his Supersonic Jazz album, recorded in 1956. We began that last set you heard with Willie Dixon and Memphis Slim, Slim's Thing, off of an album called Willie's Blues. And then it was Howlin' Wolf and Willie Dixon, I Ain't Superstitious. And then Miles Davis, So What, from his Kind of Blue album. And we had two excerpts from Malcolm X's January 7th, 1965 speech, Prospects for Freedom, mixed on top of that. I was and then Willie Dixon once again, collaborating with Memphis Slim once again, Nervous. And then, wow, what an incredible female singer, Coco Taylor. I just love her throaty, growling voice. Yeah, Wang Dang Doodle. And then from the BBC Sessions, it was Jimi Hendrix and his version of Willie Dixon's Hoochie Coochie Man, which has been covered by so many other artists. Willie Dixon wrote it, and he had Muddy Waters record it first in 1954. Willie Dixon was born in 1915, and he lived to be 76 years old. He was a big man, 6 feet, 6 inches tall, when 250 pounds. And he moved from Mississippi to Chicago when he was 19, originally to become a professional boxer. And that worked for a little bit, but he got into an argument with his manager and he turned to music. And it's really hard to overstate the importance of his songwriting. In the next set, we're going to be hearing two of his songs that Led Zeppelin covered. And it took him a while to get proper credit for that. But really, a not unreasonable way to try recording a rock and roll or a heavy metal hit would just be to start with a Willie Dixon song, speed up the tempo a bit, and crank up the amps all the way. In this next set, we're also going to be hearing another Miles Davis instrumental piece, Will-O-The-Wisp, from his Sketches of Spain. And I'm going to be mixing in a excerpt from another African-American freedom fighter, Martin Luther King, excerpt from his Christmas 1967 sermon, Killing for Speech. And thanks going out to Chuck, you for that. I was listening many years ago to one of his shows on our sister station, WMBR, MIT's radio station, 88.1, leftmost on your Boston area radio dial. And this excerpt, this is just great as he talks about all of the leaders, Charlemagne, Napoleon. Julius Caesar, who said that they were trying to achieve peace when they started all their wars. And I love this clip. If you read Mein Kampf closely enough, you will see even Hitler contended everything he did in Germany was for peace. Ha! Also, we'll be hearing Bo Diddley covering a Willie Dixon song. You can't judge a book by its cover. And more Howlin' Wolf, Little Red Rooster, more Willie Dixon and Jimi Hendrix. All here for you as we celebrate Black History Month here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts. Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. Memphis Slim and Willie Dixon. Don't you tell nobody.
And don't you tell nobody. And don't you tell nobody. Don't you tell nobody, baby, what have we done done. Well, you made me weep and you made me moan. You made me do things that I knew was wrong. You made me jump and you made me shout.
I know you need love. You just gotta have some love.